Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20:12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. There are God-given purposes for ears and eyes. God does not make ears and eyes only for decorative purposes. Ears for earrings and eyes for long and painted eyelashes are not the primary reason for ears and eyes, contrary to what many think. Today we live in an age where it seems the primary purposes of ears and eyes are to show off long, dangling, sparkling earrings and long eyelashes designed to promote sensuality. These are not God-honoring uses of the ears and eyes, for God has made ears for hearing and eyes for seeing. And yet throughout Scripture we are told of ears that do not hear and of eyes that do not see. We are told of ears and eyes that do not hear or see, but are then made to hear and see. We are also told of ears that hear, but the kind of hearing that takes place does not result in what God expects. Ezekiel 33:31-32 reveal such a people who hear, but their hearing indicates no hearing at all as far as God is concerned. These unhearing people did not please him in spite of the fact that they would have said that they were hearing. To them the word of God was sweet, poetic, and musical to their ear. It was as a lovely song, but it had no lasting effect on their heart. The word of God is attractive and can be comforting to a worried soul. It soothes for the moment as does the playing of a beautiful instrument. But when the word of God is received by an ear that ushers it into the stony places of the heart, it brings joy for but a moment, for it hath no root. It only dureth for a while, but by and by offense comes, and the joy does not endure. It does not produce the fruit of doing, because the hearing was no hearing at all. The kind of hearing for which God has produced hearing ears is hearing that produces the fruit of doing for God. God is a husbandman, and he expects fruit. If there are ears that do not hear, no fruit will come. Only ears that hear as God intends for them to hear will result in the production of fruit. And only God can produce hearing ears and seeing eyes. Only God can produce eyes and ears that convey the instruction of the Word of God to the heart. Ears and eyes come as standard equipment on the natural man. They are gifts of God for receiving instruction in this world. But standard equipment of the natural man is not capable of hearing the Word of God and seeing the kingdom of God. The natural man is deaf to God's Word and blind to His kingdom. Natural ears and natural eyes are sensual and given to only sense the natural world. They are not given to sense the spiritual. So the natural man is not equipped to hear or see. His very nature decrees that it is impossible for him to see through physical eyes and hear through physical ears. God has so ordered that faith does not come through the seeing of the physical eyes and the hearing of the physical ears. The natural man did not create his ears nor his eyes. Neither can he create ears that hear God, nor eyes that can see the things of God. In order for the natural man to hear as God intended him to hear, and see as God intended, God must enter into that man. God must do a work of grace in that man. This is what Jesus Christ told Nicodemus in John 3:3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Without the new birth, God will not allow you to see the kingdom of God. The door is closed to you until you are born again. The kingdom of God, here used, means that which the physical eye cannot see. It must be seen through new eyes that come with the new birth, for Jesus Christ gives new vision to the one who is born again. This vision allows you to see the kingdom of God as described in Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The natural man concentrates on meat and drink, but the one born of the Spirit concentrates on righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Only with the new birth comes life, the kind of life that opens your spiritual eyes and ears to the things of God. Man cannot cause himself to be born physically, nor can he cause himself to be born spiritually. No man can create a physical ear or eye, nor can he create a spiritual ear or eye, for the Lord hath made even both of them.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.